Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Nun Zayin, which we started yesterday, in the middle of Sif Aleph. And we're on the very top line of this Amud, where we begin with the Ramah. Yesterday we were talking about how does one do Hafrashas Challah, taking off the Truma that is called Challah from a dough that you're making matzah for Pesach Arab. So we explained yesterday how one should go and do this in order not to make the dough sit for any period of time and become chametz rachman al-islam because it sat while you're doing that fresh eschala. So we said under certain situations where that's a concern, you should take it off after you've baked it already when there is no concern it could become chametz and you're still allowed to do hafresh eschala. And here the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'mhaya bo shir chala. If the original dough that you had was of the size that requires the chala to be taken off it with the bracha, v'shachach lahafrish, and you forgot, in fact, to go and be mafrish it, what should you do? Yafrish achakach, so go be mafrish the chala afterwards. And this is even v'afilu tzerev sal lo tzorach, and you don't even need to put all the matzahs together into a basket like we discussed yesterday in order for them to be mitzarev, because they were already mitzarev previously when they were a dough. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Rosh Shalomai, the Ramah is telling us over here, ba'oda iso, while it was still a dough, it was obligated in the midst of Hafrashas Challah, the L'chadchila nochon yosel l'hafrish menitza, and that's when you should have ideally have done the Hafrashas Challah, as we learned in yesterday's shiur, u'kidilel b'siv cotton hay. Siv cotton test, and Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ramah is further adding, Rosh Shalomai, that you do the Hafrashas Challah now, achar hafiyah, after it's already been baked, because you didn't do it before it was baked. Sivkot Yud, even if it wasn't put all together in a basket. Bafilu tserv tzal v'chuli is not necessary. Why is that? Kivin sheyesh b'chol achas kishir, because each of these doughs had, in fact, the shear of challah in it. So therefore, yuchol lahafrish mi matzos isa achas al hako. Therefore now, since each matzah was obligated on its own, you can take one matzah and take challah from that one matzah on behalf of all of the matzahs that you have over here. The only caveat is v'rak bo'ino shi'akol munach l'fon ha'bayis. It has to be all under the same roof. It has to be in one house. K'de'el b'sif katan zayin, as we learned in yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah over there. However, v'im lo haya lo kiyim iso achas, but if it all started off as one dough, avshin ischalka l'kama matzos, even though that dough was now broken up into multiple smaller matzos, none of which has the shi'ir, since they were all originally part of one dough, you can take one of the matzos and be mafresh it on all of the other matzos, even if they're not all in front of you, because they originally started off all as one dough, so therefore they're all connected in that respect. The bechagon zeh, as I just pointed out, in this situation, ain't tzarich min hamukaf bechalas chutz loritz. It doesn't have to be taken from adjacent chalas that are touching each other if it's chalas chutz loritz. Ukidel b'siv katan vav, as we learned in yesterday's shir, ayin sham. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, im shochach lahafrish chala be'erev yontif. If a person on erev yontif forgot to go and take off chala, and he only remembers v'nizka b'yontif, he remembers on yontif, now what should he do? So im lo hayoshir chala bechol isa, if the original dough over here did not have the shear of challah, and it's only been itztarfu b'kli b'yachad b'yontif, and it's only now by putting all these individual matzahs that originally none of them had the shear for challah, and now they're all together in one kli, so the obligation only came to do hafrashas challah on yontif, the oz bochi of hachala b'yontif, in this situation, das kama achronim demutu lahafrish challah b'yontif. Then, according to many achronim, you can see this in the Shaaretz Zion Oshiv Ches, this is the Chok Yaakov, and he brings out as well the Graz and the Makor Chaim. However, the El Yerabah disagrees. In any event, these achronim will say over here that you could be mafrish the challah even on yontif. Why? So the Shaaretz Zion and Oshiv Ches explains, dahave ki ilu nilush b'yontif, because it's no different than if it actually had been needed on yontif, when you'd be allowed to do that. He does point out, however, if the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to bake it, obviously, and you're not allowed to eat it, so then this wouldn't be applicable. He brings down the name of the Prima Godim. But the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, that's great if the chiyuv of challah only occurred when they were put together into a utensil on yontif. But if they were all put together before yontif, so then the hafrashas challah took place already at that point in time. Or alternatively, Oshoya b'chol isa shir challah, or each individual dough had the size amount that is required to take from Minchala. So then the Chiyuv took place before Yontif. In these situations, Shaz bo ha-Chiyuv Chala kodem Yontif. In either of these two scenarios, they were mitzarev together in a Kli when they didn't have their own shear in each one, but they were mitzarev together before Yontif started, or each one had its own size of the shear in its own dough. So the Chiyuv took place, therefore, in these situations before Yontif started. So then, the Mishnah were paskins, also la-Hafrish Chala b'Yontif. You're not allowed to go take off Chala on Yontif. And the reasoning is, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 19, he brings down from Simon Tof Kuf Vav Shebahaf Roshoso Hu Nira Kimisakin O Kimaktish. By doing this, it looks like you're being misakin it over here, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yontif, or you're being maktish it. And he adds further over there, Shem Lo Chol HaChiyav Chala El B'Yontif. If the Chiyav takes effect only on Yontif, then the rabbis were not gozer over here on the Hafrosha, because Mutul L'Chachila Lo Lish B'Yontif, because L'Chachila, a person is allowed to go and need a dough on Yontif, and therefore they were matter you to go and be misaking that dough by taking off Hafrosha's Chala. He then adds, Umisha Shochel HaFrosh Chala V'Rotze Lechol Me'alecha B'Yontif Sheni. If a person forgot to do Hafrosha's Chala, and now on Yontif Sheni he wants to eat from that challah or that matzah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's that cell, and the Igros Moshe brings down that there's a takana that you can do. Because you have 2 days of Yontif over here. So on the first day of Yontif, you say, Mimonavshach, if today is Yontif, what I'm about to do is nothing. But if tomorrow is Yontif, then technically today is chol. So therefore, I'm mafrish challah today for tomorrow. And you mafrish it without a bracha. And then on the second day, you say, if yesterday was chol, so then I was mafrish challah. But if yesterday was yontif, then today is chol. And now I'm being mafrish the challah. And mimonav shach, one of the two times that you mafrish the challah, it works. And he points out, you should make the bracha on the second day. Now, going back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that it's also l'hafrish challah on yontif in this situation, unless elo iminkar matzo seha shol kol isav isav b'fnei atzma. Unless each one is separately by itself, and you recognize that that Isa, that dough, made these matzahs over here. And in that situation, what you can do is, mutulecho kol matzo seha shol isar, you can eat up that matzah from that batch that had a chiyav challah, but leave some behind. Ulishayim me'achas mi'matzo seha, leave some of it behind, ma'at, a little bit, al semech shi'afrish mimenu b'chol ha'moid, ma'at l'shem challah v'yisrefena. And as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, you can do this in challah's chutz loretz, eat it now, and what you leave over behind, as long as you're leaving over enough that you can be, quote, mafrish the challah from it, which is just a small amount, so that you can do a chol ha'moid. And that way you can eat most of these matzahs on yontif. And then when you take the challah that you mafrish from it, you burn it. That's the halacha, as Dirshu footnote number 21 reminds us, that challah nowadays is always burned because it's tomei, because we're all tomei. As I pointed out, this is only true in Chalas Chutz Loretz, as Dirshu footnote number 20 reminds us, because the rabbis were makel in this situation. But in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, we already learned previously, Linyan Isa Sheinosh of Erev Yontif, if you needed a dough on Erev Yontif, there is no takana over here to go and be mafrish the challah from it on Shabbos, unless Elam King Yilosh Odi Sabi Yontif, unless you make a new dough on Yontif, V'yashvim Shmimenu Al Shteim, and you go and are mafrish from the new dough on both the new dough as well as the old dough that you already had beforehand. This your footnote number 25 points out how you're allowed to go and bake on Yontif. Why is that permissible, even though we know that it is? So the reasoning is because you bedafka want to have over here fresh bread or fresh matzah, or ba'ofen shirotzu lecho paschama, or you want hot, so then you'd be allowed to do this. He points out, la'ofos l'chatchila b'yontif, so in Simon Tov Nun Ches, it tells us that that's really not ideal to do unless you really need fresh hot bread. Shelo kedai, you shouldn't do it unnecessarily, because mipnei kama kilkulim shiyacholun likros, because there are many things that could go wrong, and especially b'frat b'matzos, that there's additional problems with chametz. Therefore, many people are careful not to do this except before Pesach, and they don't go and bake on Pesach. In this way, there's no concern of chametz possibly occurring on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Avol minis arvua matzos, if all of these matzos aren't separate, and now the chiyav came on yontif, and they're all mixed together, so then sorich l'shayim mikol matzah u'matzah ma'at, if you want to eat them, so each matzah potentially is its own batch, so to say, and you have to be careful that you can't eat an entire matzah, because the other things that you're going to be mafrish on it may not be from that batch. So therefore, you have to leave behind a little bit from each matzah as the hafrashas challah, and then all of these little pieces after yontif, you get together, v'achar yontif yitzarev kol hachatikos b'chli echad, you take all these pieces of hafrashas challah that you took off, you didn't make the shame yet, you just left them behind as the shiur that could be challah, you combine them all into one container, and now v'ikach challah min chatich achaz, and one piece of them now will be the challah, and that will work over here. Which means, you take off from one of those pieces a little bit, and that will work to be hafrashas chala al kulan. Alternatively, the Mishmur says, Oshiyasim of Inzet, you can do the following. Shiyolush v'yetha isa ketana pachos mikashir b'yontif, as we just pointed out in the issue footnotes. An alternative suggestion is to go bake a new matzah on yontif over here, which we said you're allowed to do if you need hot matzah or new fresh matzah. And then this says, doesn't have the shear of hafrashas challah, don't bake such a big amount. And therefore, this now, when you're mitzarefit, in matzos v'sal, echad, kadesh yishchai b'chal. Now you put it together with all the other matzahs in a basket, and now they all together have the shear, so now there is a din of hafrashas challah, and now you know on this new one that you just baked, it never had hafrashas challah. And you can take from this new dough that you made on all the others, because that dough was made on yontif. That's when the chiyav of hafrashas challah came in on that dough, and therefore, kibun the chiyav shalizazu bo'at to be yontif, since this dough at least, the chiyav came on yontif, rashay lahafrish mimeno be yontif. You can go and take off hafrashas challah from this dough for all the other doughs as well. He adds, and this is true even if each dough didn't have the shear of challah, and the others all got together into one utensil before yontif, so their chiyuv of hafrashas challah occurred before yontif, you still can do this takona that we just said. However, if in fact you realize before yontif started that you hadn't yet been mafrish challah, if it's before night, Yafrish tekev chala. It's much better that you should go and be mafrish to chala right then and there. And don't rely upon this other suggestion that we said you can bake a new dough on yontif. Don't rely upon that. It's much better to go and be mafrish chala before yontif starts. The issue footnote number 26 talks about what would be the halacha if it was bein hashmashos, and what would be the halacha in a number of other situations, ayin sham. Now we continue in the Ramah.
If you took some of these doughs,
and from some of the other doughs you didn't take hafrashas challah, and now in fact you were misarv them, now you have no choice, you have to go take off again challah from each one. Or alternatively, as we just pointed out, or make a new dough over here that doesn't have the total shear of challah in it, and take on it challah on behalf of all the other ones.
Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph,
because if you only take from one of them,
because maybe that one already had the challah taken off from it, and therefore you would be taking from something that's parted from challah on something that is chayiv challah, and that's not allowed.
V'imkein heavy lay mina patur al hachiyuv, and that is not allowed. Therefore, we have these eitzes over here, which included, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Beis, wrote to Lomar, he's telling us over here,
when you do on this new challah that you baked, the new matzah that you baked over here, have in mind, liftor is called isos achayavos.
It's combining with all the other ones, and any chiyav that's present in any of them over here is now being taken care of by this new one that you baked, which you're allowed to take off on yontif.
They all have to be together in the same house, as we already explained, the chanal in Sivkot and Zayin in yesterday's shir.
Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, V'yemakir matzah achas shir chayev is b'chala. If you know over here, there is one specific matzah that is chayev in chala. We said that you took off from some of these chalas and some you didn't take off hafrashas chala, but you don't know which ones. But if there's one over here that you know, vaday, it didn't yet have the chayev of chala, hafrashas chala taken from it. Yemakir matzah achas shir chayev is b'chala still. No, tol mimeno al acheres. Then, certainly, you can take that matzah over here and take off hafrashas challah from that matzah, and it will work for that matzah, which is definitely mechuyevus in hafrashas challah, and no tomimena ala cheiros, and you can go and fulfill your obligation from that matzah that is absolutely mechuyevus on all the other matzahs over here that are still chayiv in hafrashas challah. And he brings this etzah down from the Gos Maimonios and the Mordechai as well as the Beis Yosef in the name of Tosos in the Gemara in Beitza.
The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, wrote to Lomar, he's telling us over here,
this chiyav over here is absolute. It's a vaday, because we know for a fact that this matzah did not yet have hafrashas challah taken from it. Since the last sif over here, sif beis, is really going to be a self-contained shiur for tomorrow, we'll end a little bit early today, and we'll conclude today's shiur.